The most important of all is the reorganisation of farming. And that really is mainly a feature of lowland England. Suddenly, and I mean quite suddenly, within from about 1700, but mostly from 1500, we start finding regular field systems laid out, probably with hedges, with ditches, with fences. Land is enclosed, it is organised on a grid, and settlements start leaving a trace. Now, that's partly because people aren't ploughing them out as soon as they abandon them, but houses are much sturdier. They could sustain a longer period of occupation, and in some cases, the sites of older houses are preserved. In other cases, they're renewed, and people live in the same place for much longer. So suddenly, the sort of farming that we really expected when the first domesticates came into Britain revives after an extraordinarily long interval, 2,500 years, and that never goes away again. Exactly what the balance between crop growing and stock farming is quite difficult to tell. But you certainly have the lowland landscape very much reorganised. Outside an area which would go from Cornwall to probably a lower Severn to Lincolnshire, beyond that, the same changes happen in the landscape. We start finding more sturdy settlements, they last longer, they're easier to locate, but we don't seem to have field systems, except very occasionally. What we do have, and we have it towards 800, we think, is the division of the landscape into larger blocks by permanent boundaries, often fairly considerable banks and ditches. In central southern England, these actually cut across the earlier field systems, putting them out of use. In other areas, that doesn't happen. And in Ireland, all the changes happen in the settlement pattern, but at the moment we can barely find a field system. But there is a major investment in food production. Now, we do not know, unfortunately, whether all those fields are being cropped or stocked simultaneously. Most probably they're not. One of the curious things is they're usually compared with the historical field systems in the northwest of Spain. One of the things that's fascinating here is that they look fine on plan, but very few fields are used every year. A lot of them could be fallow for a decade. So we don't really know how much of that land is used simultaneously. What we can, I think, say is we have a lot more archaeology, and probably there are more people